just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship. And also a big thanks to Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, as they continue writing $1,000 checks to winners of my podcast leagues. Email write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, social media at ToddWright2121 on Instagram, and at ToddWright2121 on Twitter. If you are going to ask me fantasy questions, please use the email so we can correspond one-on-one without the public being able to look at what we're talking about. That is why I give you the email. That is why I respond to emails. Twitter is more for promotional purposes, but I am not going to answer any of your fantasy questions on Twitter because I give you a more personal way to do it via email, write.todd@yahoo.com. I think Josh Allen deserves his own podcast. This is 2 years in a row that not only in my 21st century standard modernized scoring settings that reflect the NFL game that we see played in the 2020s, but certainly looks like other leagues, regardless of their settings, have Josh Allen the top quarterback and the top point producer in fantasy football going into 2022. He was number one on my big board that I update every week during the season at the end of the 2020 season. And despite a slow start where I told all of my listeners, don't get too frustrated and do something stupid and let some smart owner trade you for Josh Allen early in the season, this is going to correct itself, and it did, as Josh Allen finished number one in quarterbacks and number one overall for the second consecutive year in my scoring settings. I had him finishing with 351 points, and I don't use fractions in my year-end numbers, but I do use fractions as I talk about in the league. I just, if the total number ended in a 0.5, I round up. If the total number ended in a 0.49, I round down. Josh Allen, 351. 35 points better than the second best quarterback. In comparison, Jonathan Taylor was 74 points better than the second best running back. Cooper Kupp was 38 points better than the second best pass catcher. So sure, Taylor's distance ahead of everyone as an RB1 was more significant than Allen's distance in front of everyone else in the field for quarterbacks. But still, I stress to you that taking a quarterback early, as long as you take a good one and something doesn't befell that quarterback that knocks him out of games, which happens. You know, quarterbacks get hurt, although running backs get hurt at a higher percentage than quarterbacks and a higher percentage than pass catchers, which is why I feel there are more running backs in play in the draft and on waivers and via trades that are relevant as the season goes on, which is, again, why I won the podcast league last year without selecting a running back in round one, round two, or round three. And the running back I selected in round four actually got hurt. So it hit me too, but I just kept going and it all worked out for me. But yes, Josh Allen deserves his own podcast as the number one overall point producer in fantasy football, according to my scoring settings the last 2 years. And I haven't owned him. I wanted him last year, and in both of my leagues, someone beat me to him. And to my knowledge, and we all know Buffalo fans, they're, as Kramer would say from Seinfeld, they're a feisty bunch. There are no Buffalo Bills fans that I know of in any of my leagues, but they know the value of Josh Allen, or they just listen to the podcast, which I can't argue with. I was talking recently with a winner of a previous podcast league who said, the problem with your podcast is that everybody is getting the same information that's trying to compete against you and everybody else. There is some truth to that. So, to use a Westworld term, if you are the outlier and you know you're the only person in your particular league that listens to my podcast, you know, it's fine if you don't tell others in your league about my podcast. I don't mind being your secret weapon. While I would love their downloads, as long as you download me and listen for 5, 10, 15 minutes every podcast or so, I'll take that. Hooters will take that. Bill Curry Ford will take that. And that way you have the information for me and the others in your league do not. Those of us who play in my leagues, there are some people who play in my leagues who don't listen to my podcast. There are. I get it. They have their reasons, or they don't listen to podcasts at all. Doesn't mean we're not friends. But yeah, there are a lot of things I say here on the podcast that other owners in my podcast leagues hear from me, they agree with, or I turn them on to something, or they know what I'm going to do, and they use it against me. Now, the interesting part is for years now, let me bring up Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News, their chief meteorologist. Two of my favorite people, actually, I think my two favorite people in the local television media, are top weather guys, and they're very good at what they do. Because there's a lot of people, sorry, in local TV news who, for lack of a better word, suck. Many of them are sports people. Not all, but many of them are. But Paul Delegato from Fox 13 and Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News are outstanding at what they do. And I like them both. Dennis Phillips is taking a day off work this year to be at our live in-person draft. And it means a lot to me. It means a lot to other owners. He brings one or two of his sons to play. And he has said in recent years how he hates if I'm picking one spot in front of him, because every year I'm going to grab a player just before he gets him. And usually it's one of his sons who exclaims something negative when I make the pick to indicate that that was the player that they were targeting. It's fun. So just a thank you to Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News in Tampa Bay for playing annually in my leagues. Dennis is, to my podcast league, now called the Federation, what I am to my personal league, the Foundation. At the beginning of the Foundation, I lost, I've talked about this here, back-to-back championship games to former Selman's managing partner and loyal podcast listener, Sean Wetherington. Dennis Phillips has lost back-to-back championship games prior to last year where I took him out in the first round. And it was a tough first round battle. I think I was the 4 and Dennis was the 5. Yeah, because then I had to play Dave Wirth in the next round as 4-1. Dennis, does that sound right? Either way, Dennis puts together a very competitive team. He is an astute fantasy owner, and we're happy to have him. So that all said, back to Josh Allen. So if you're just, again, Josh Allen 351, I'm looking at my big board from last year. Josh Allen was number 1 overall. Jonathan Taylor was number two, 27 points back. Then 8 points back to Justin Herbert. Then 4 points back to Tom Brady. Then 9 points back to Patrick Mahomes. Then 11 points back to Aaron Rodgers. Then 3 points back to Jalen Hurts. It takes a while before we get to, let's see, the next non-quarterback was actually, let's see, 11, 12. Overall 13 was Austin Eckler. No, I'm sorry, Cooper Kupp. My bad. Cooper Kupp slides in there at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Overall 9 was Kupp. So Allen 1, Taylor 2, then quarterbacks from 3 through 8, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then Kupp at 9, and then we go quarterback. Stafford was 2 behind Kupp, ironically. So 2 Rams there, 9 and 10. Nice stack if you're into that. So Josh Allen embodies everything you want in a fantasy football quarterback. He's good. He's accurate. He's motivated. He plays for a coach that's defensive-minded. But there are no restrictions on Josh Allen. This isn't one of those where you have had many coaches in the past who feel who are very good at defense and defensive-oriented, but they want to run a more conservative offense, especially with the lead, because of how they want the game managed. Now, granted, the Bills haven't been to a Super Bowl. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if the Bills are in this year's Super Bowl. I'll offer the opinion, and I've got no skin in the game. I'm a Cowboys fan, not a Bills fan. So Bills fans hate me for the two head-to-head wins for the Cowboys against the Bills, one of which I was at the Rose Bowl a number of years ago. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. I'd love it. If Josh Allen and this Bills team made the Super Bowl, I'd love it. I would. I think Josh Allen is a worthy Super Bowl contender, as I do Sean McDermott, their head coach. And let's face it, the head coach quarterback combination is as important in football, both the NFL and college football, as it is the head coach goaltender combination often is in winning a Stanley Cup. Not so much this year. For those of you that said, see, Darcy Kemper's better than Vasilevsky. Yeah, then why isn't he on the Avalanche? I believe he was gone from the Avalanche like the day after the parade. Joe Sakic was like, yeah, we got to do better. And Kemper is off to somewhere else with his pay raise. So another thing you got to love about Josh Allen is close to the goal line. Not only does Josh get a lot of touchdowns for the Bills, but he is a heck of an option to do it himself. And I love this about him as well. And it's these little things. Josh Allen is going to get you chunks of rushing yardage between the 20s. It's not always that, well, it's a red zone snap inside the 5-yard line and Allen's going to keep it himself. Often, on third down, Josh Allen is going to keep the chains moving, and he does it with his legs. He'll get you, if you have third and 6, he gets you 7. If you have third and 11, he gets you 12. If he sees that the defense has dropped off enough, or he's moved the defense enough with his eyes to one direction, and he feels his legs, which are very good, he's still very young, he can get to that marker, and he slides or he gets out of bounds. It's impressive. It really is. And those rushing yards add up faster than passing yards. So it isn't that, and Buffalo has another guy in the mix this year that they think will help them at the running back position. Let's face it. The Bills have had average at best running backs in the Josh Allen era. And I would imagine many of you as fantasy owners have rotated through one or more Buffalo back, maybe the same back more than once. You see him get hot, you pick him up, but then he doesn't produce for you, and you're like, well, I'm gonna go here instead. Josh Allen is the best rushing threat on the Buffalo Bills. He may not get the most yards rushing all the time, but he gets the most meaningful rushing yards most of the time. And you can count on the ball being in his hands. You can count on his decision-making. According to mock drafts being done on a recent check, and we even did it on a podcast via fantasyfootballcalculator.com, Josh Allen was going in the back end of round two. Okay, I think he's worth more than that. I mean, we've reached a point in recent years where, what, 4 or 5 years ago, Aaron Rodgers started to go in the first round amidst criticisms of that decision. Then Patrick Mahomes was going in the first round. It would not surprise me to see Josh Allen going in some first rounds. And granted, I have the foundation and the federation coming up. I don't think both drafts will have Josh Allen go in the first round, but one might. Or someone's going to take him on that wraparound if they don't feel good about the value of the best running back available or the best wide receiver available. And maybe that's where we end this podcast saying this. Since many of the projections have Allen as a second round pick and the first quarterback off the board, it isn't a bad philosophy. When you get to your second round pick, if you don't see a running back you like that you feel can start for you every week and give you double digit points, and if you don't see a pass catcher, wide receiver or tight end, and at this point on the board it's either Andrews or Kelsey, maybe Kittle, maybe, not Pitts. A pass catcher that can give you double-digit points every week. If you don't see that, if you're not convinced, once we wrap around to the second round, don't take a running back you're unsure of. Don't take a wide receiver you're unsure of. Take Josh Allen. He is a sure thing. Take him. He outscored every player in fantasy football last year. Every player. And it wasn't even close. He outscored Jonathan Taylor in my scoring settings by 27. He's the top fantasy performer in my scoring settings 2 years in a row. Nothing has changed in Buffalo except their will to win, because they lost a coin flip in a great fucking playoff game against the Kansas City Chiefs. There is no case to be made for Josh Allen to drop off this year. If he gets hurt, that's unfortunate. If something else happens and the points drop off, it is not predictable. There is no reason, legitimate reason, to believe there will be regression. It doesn't mean it won't happen, but you've got to go based on facts. So that is my advice to you, even if it works against me in my leagues. When you get to the second round, if you don't like the best running back available, if you don't like the best pass catcher available, if Josh Allen is available, you might want to consider making that pick, and he will make you very happy. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, with a big thank you to Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you tomorrow.